Talk Live. We're here live at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments, the very first Bitcoin convention, at least in the United States. Apparently there was a Bitcoin convention in the UK last year. This is the first one in the US. It's happening in San Jose at the San Jose Convention Center, and it seems like a really nice venue. It's humongous. There's a big amount of vendors here, and there's a lot of tables where people are likely going to be having some dinner here very shortly. A bunch of chairs and a bunch of warm bodies milling about in the room. Lots of great folks, interesting people. Some of them talk a little bit above my level as far as understanding Bitcoin.
I'm glad that they're talking above your level, because I certainly don't understand what half the things folks are talking about sometimes.
If you're just tuning in, Bitcoin is a decentralized currency. And it's also a financial transaction system. It's taking the world by storm. It's becoming more popular over time. The value is incredible. The Bitcoin is the most valuable currency in the world by far.
Per unit. Yeah.
Per unit. It's over $120 last time I looked. That's $120 US per Bitcoin. And I know a lot. I mean, everybody that's here are really excited about this. There is going to be over 1,000 people here. I mean, we're just barely getting this thing started. The keynote speech to kick it all off is coming up after we're done. So, I mean, we're essentially the first act of this this Bitcoin convention. We'll be broadcasting.
We're still getting things set up.
Yeah, we'll be broadcasting live here all weekend. So I'm grateful that we've been able to talk to as many interesting people as we already have done so. Of course, we will take your calls as well about 855, excuse me, at 855-450-FREE. And you don't have to call about Bitcoin to call the show tonight. You can, as always, call in about whatever's on your mind. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. So, again, we're here. Bitcoin2013.com is the website. Mark, you're really excited about this next guest.
I really am. I'm not going to lie one bit. I think this could be, this is a very important interview. Could be one of the most important interviews of the evening. This is Chris Chua. Am I doing okay there?
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah, great. So, Chris, you've got a device that I think might be very groundbreaking. Can you you're holding it in your hand. It's a bit bigger than a postage stamp, and it's got a...
You can't break any ground with that. That's so tiny.
Okay. You don't want to throw it at anything to try to break any ground, but this is a fascinating device.
What is it?
All right. Well, basically, it's a device which stores bitcoins. Why would you want to do it? I mean, bitcoins are an electronic currency, and you can store them anywhere.
So sure, I could keep it on my phone. I can keep them in my computer. I could put them on some kind of cold storage device. But each of those has their limitations. If I have them on my phone and I drop my phone in the toilet, it could be a problem.
Mm-hmm. And there's also the problem that if you store it on your computer, it's in a very vulnerable location. There's not many files on your computer which are worth, or could be potentially worth, thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. And with Bitcoin, you may actually have a file which is worth thousands of dollars, maybe even more.
Sure.
It could be subject to a hacker. It could be subject to malware. I mean, there's all kinds of things that could happen to that wallet.
Mm-hmm. And so, as Bitcoin becomes more popular, everyone expects to see attacks on Bitcoin wallets.
Individual wallets on people's computers. I mean,
I've heard it's already happening.
Sure. Some hacker can just come up with a keylogger and wham, you're broke.
So the idea of this dedicated hardware wallet is to store your Bitcoins separate from the rest of your computer. It's something which plugs into your computer and stores Bitcoins and allows you to spend Bitcoins. But because it's isolated from the rest of the internet, it's not as vulnerable to hackers.
So I can take this wallet here, this little device that, you know, it's a little bigger than a postage stamp. It's about maybe half an inch thick tops. And, you know, this little tiny thing, I could put on maybe, say, 100 bitcoins in this device, slide it in my pocket and carry it around with me. When I want to do business, I pop out the little gizmo that allows me to connect to whatever I'm connecting to. I assume there's a little gizmo here that pops out. And then I'm just...
The USB?
Yep.
It's regular USB. So this wouldn't go on my phone, but it could go on my laptop. I pop it into my laptop. I can then send and receive bitcoins. And when I'm done with my transaction, I pull it out, and my bitcoins are safe.
Yep.
That's really, really exciting.
What if... but how do I back this thing up? I mean, so I've got my Bitcoin wallet. It's backed up in a few locations just in case. You know, who knows, the house might catch on fire or whatever. What's the method of keeping this safe beyond, you know, its one iteration?
All right, so there's a way to do a backup on it where you can tell it to display the wallet's contents on the screen. So you would essentially read what's on the screen, write it down on a piece of paper, and then place that piece of paper in somewhere really, really secure.
So it's a paper wallet.
Yeah,
yeah, correct. Like paper wallet.
And you could even think of these as paper wallets that are easily spendable. They have security, which is approaching that of a paper wallet.
So would it, like a paper wallet, you can actually hand to somebody and do business as that's a sort of a note, I guess, is what it would be in that circumstance. Can you just give this to somebody and do business that way? If it's a big transaction, say you're buying a car, you just have the bitcoins for the car on the device and give it to that person, could they do business with it? Or does it have to? Do you have to transfer it to another wallet?
Giving someone else your private key is not a very good way to send bitcoins because they are able to essentially access that wallet.
Okay.
So
you would only do that if you wanted to give them the entire contents.
That's what I kind of meant, is the entire contents of the device.
Yeah, so you could do that.
Okay.
But you would have to never use that wallet again to receive anything because anything that you receive from that wallet, whoever has access to the device can access.
So where do people go to learn more about this?
Pardon, what was that?
Where would one go to learn more about this product?
It's currently still in development. Mm-hmm. Perhaps check the Butterfly Labs website, butterflylabs.com.
And this is the Bitcoin security solution? Because, I mean, I think there's a lot of people who've gotten a lot of gray hairs kind of wondering, how do I keep my Bitcoin safe? But this seems like it's going to be that.
Yeah, it's definitely targeted to people who don't want to spend, you know, a huge amount of time on securing their computers.
It can be a hassle. I mean, we spent the time to kind of look up and go through the process of creating, you know, multiple wallets and encrypting them and doing it on Linux. And it is a time-consuming process to really make the most secure wallet possible. And you're saying this might help people with that.
Yeah, this essentially replaces that process.
How long till it comes out? Because I see you have more than one device over there. This isn't the only. This isn't just a prototype. You've got several of them over there. When can people buy this?
Okay, so it is kind of functional, but it's not fully functional, and there's a lot of other Bitcoin infrastructure that needs to be built up before you can use one of these really easily. As for when it will be available, I reckon definitely before the end of the year.
There's that Australian accent coming out with the I reckon. I came all the way from Australia here. That's incredible.
Yeah.
How long was the flight?
14 hours.
Oh, my. That's quite a flight. I think that this is the solution. This is what people want to see. They want something they can stick in a USB port, do their business, pull out, and they're safe. And this is it. Now, what's the name of it?
The device?
BitSafe. BitSafe.
The BitSafe.
So just people need to keep an eye out for BitSafe, and this is, you know, it's coming.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live.
Thank you
tonight.
So much.
Really appreciate it, Chris. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. You can take control. Let's go to the phones. We'll talk to Angela in Georgia. Angela, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay. There was recently a young man that got hit by two police officers in their car. And his body sat there from 9 o'clock until 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
His what? I'm sorry.
Body?
Yes, his body sat there.
Okay. The cops hit the guy. They didn't do anything after they hit him, is what you're saying.
No, they didn't do anything.
And was this in Georgia where you live?
This is in Georgia where I live.
Was it in
there's no reason why they said that this young man was hit by this police officer or anything.
So it was basically a hit and run? Is that what happened?
Okay, the guy has a mental problem. The young man has a mental problem.
Okay.
He was chasing, supposedly chasing someone in the apartment complex with a butter knife.
A butter knife?
Mm-hmm. Yes, with a butter knife. Seriously, it's not funny. I'm serious.
No, I was laughing. Mark made a joke, and he said he was going to spread them. So the cops basically ran this kid down and left the scene. And who ended up cleaning up the mess?
EMT.
Oh, man. I'm sorry to hear about that, Angela. And the police, of course, are completely unaccountable. Thank you for the call tonight. 855-453.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's livepremium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here at Bitcoin 2013, and we're not alone. There are going to be over 1,000 people that will be here throughout the weekend, and that's the pre-registration. This is a huge event, and the first one ever to be so well attended. I mean, for it to be so well attended and be the first event, I think is a real indicator of how exciting Bitcoin is, and what's coming next for Bitcoin. Well, that's kind of what we're getting a taste of here tonight. We're getting a taste of some of the services and the businesses that already exist, and sort of seeing what's out on the horizon, like with the Bitcoin safe that we just talked about a few moments ago.
Fascinating technology.
And that's going to, we're just scratching the surface of what's actually going on here at this conference. We haven't really even talked about what's coming up here. We talked briefly with Peter Vesinis earlier in the show, and he's one of the guys running this thing. There are four different tracks that you can follow as far as different topics that are being discussed throughout the conference this
weekend.
Including
the regulatory track, the technological track,
and two more.
And
you can go to Bitcoin2013.com to learn more about what we're doing here. We're going to be here all weekend, so broadcasting live tomorrow night and even Sunday, right at the end. So we're kicking off the conference, and we're also wrapping up the conference on Sunday night, because it's just barely getting started here with everybody just basically in the setup phase. And there's some socializing and some milling about, and it looks like people are getting ready to eat. They are now opening up the food warmers.
Do you love yourself a buffet? I know, buddy.
I am very excited about that. So, Mark, tell me something that's not necessarily Bitcoin-related.
Well, scorebig.com makes it easy for you to get tickets to major sporting events around the nation at up to 60% off. These aren't nosebleed seats necessarily. You can get all kinds of different tickets at scorebig.com for any type of sporting event. If you like, tennis or golf, they've got that. Football, baseball, hockey, they've got that too. Anything that you want to see, they've got it at scorebig.com. If you're not into, major league sports, they've also got family events and great theater, Disney on Ice, Cirque du Soleil, Sesame Street Live, lots more at scorebig.com. You just go to scorebig.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and then enter FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live at scorebig.com. And save 60% off. On your first purchase, though, you'll save an additional $15 if you use coupon code FTL when you go to scorebig.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. So that's scorebig.com.
So we've got Margo with us from alphapoint.com. And, Mark, can you set her up on her microphone so it's pointing directly at where it needs to be? Welcome to Free Talk Live, Margo. How are you tonight?
Good. Thanks, guys, for having me on.
Great to have you here. Now, we've talked to a number of individuals throughout the show tonight. We've got, Coinbase, there's BitInstant, there's all these different ways for people to get Bitcoins. And you were telling us right before we went on the air here that AlphaPoint is yet another one of those ways. Am I correct about that?
Yeah, definitely you can buy Bitcoins on AlphaPoint. We haven't launched for consumers yet, but my goal is to really make it super easy, because right now it's not easy enough for just, regular people who want to buy Bitcoin.
I think it could be really complicated for folks to buy Bitcoins, and what does AlphaPoint do to make it easy?
So basically you just sign up, and we're working on ways for you to send us money, and BitInstant is going to be one of those ways. And then you just put in your buy order, or if you want to sell, you put in your sell order, and then we verify who you are, and that takes a couple minutes, and then you're good to go.
How will your site be different from the other ones? I mean, you said BitInstant will be a way to feed into your site. So what's the – I guess I'm confused about what the difference is between AlphaPoint and BitInstant, because you can buy Bitcoins with BitInstant.
Yeah, so they buy it off other exchanges. So they would be using BitInstant to then buy from our exchange.
So wait, BitInstant would be using – I'm confused.
Okay, so someone would sign up on BitInstant and connect and get money in, and then there's a drop-down menu, and we're not on that yet. We're still working with integration, and they click an exchange they want to buy Bitcoin from. And a lot of the problems are that either there's DDoS attack or an exchange doesn't have liquidity, and it's really difficult then to buy. So my main thing is I want to create liquidity that's separate from Mt. Gox, so then it's really quick and fast and easy to buy Bitcoin. Like right now, our CTO, he's a engineering genius, and you can do 250,000 trades a second. It's really super fast and slick and an easier user interface.
So when you say liquidity, you mean you want to have a bunch of Bitcoin in stock, basically, to be able to not have to say, sorry, we're out.
Exactly. And, you know, not having a queue of people waiting to buy Bitcoin. So there's a couple ways we're going to get around that, which is kind of our
secret sauce.
Yes. But when we launch, then my main goal is having our own market so people can buy and sell Bitcoin really easily.
So you said it's not open to consumers yet.
Yes, we're about to launch maybe in a couple days, maybe a week.
There's already a sign-up login link on your site. Who can sign up at this point?
So you can sign up and get on a list, and we'll let you know when we're ready to go. Mm-hmm. But we are working with kind of retail and getting some of the Bitcoin businesses on our exchange, and they can start using it.
So these will be, for instance, people could sign up, and then if they were frustrated with using exchanges like Mt. Gox or something like that, this would be another one to try out?
Yes, exactly. So we really wanted a presence here at the Bitcoin conference, mm-hmm. and be around all these other Bitcoin enthusiasts, and just working on a couple things before we do a hard launch to everyone.
Awesome.
Well, I have to say, I really enjoyed the fortune cookies. You guys have Bitcoin fortune cookies here. And, it's little things like that that are going to attract, I think, a lot of attention. People are going to want to know, hey, where'd you get that fortune cookie?
Yeah, the fortune cookies were harder to make than the website, so that's actually not true. But it was really hard.
No, okay, so you're a lady who's into Bitcoin, and this is one of the discussions we've had on Free Talk Live. You're also the CEO of the company, as I understand it.
Yes.
Why aren't there more ladies involved in Bitcoin?
I really can't speak for everyone else, but I got into Bitcoin. I started working for another digital currency exchange, and I helped bring them from an idea to relaunch to raising money to hiring. I don't know. I think they have maybe like 12 or 13 people, and realized I could do it on my own and be more for the general public opposed to accredited investors and businesses. And what's exciting to me about Bitcoin is kind of the future of Bitcoin. There's so many things that you'll be able to do with it. People like to focus on the negatives, but I don't know if you've ever tried to send money to someone overseas. It's a huge pain and expensive.
I've tried to send money to someone in Florida, and it's a huge pain and expensive. It cost me $30 in transaction fees to send $50, so I had to pay $80 to send $50. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and Western Union, for example, almost charges...
That's who it was.
10%, and the remittance market, I mean, these are people sending money to their family in other countries,
right.
and almost 10% is pretty gross, and with Bitcoin, it doesn't really cost that much to send money. I mean, it's very insignificant transaction.
Yeah. I feel like this is the way that Bitcoin can really, the place that it can really move into is this international moving of money.
Yeah. I mean, we're used to everything being so instant right now. I mean, communication, the internet. So it's kind of strange that the financial system hasn't caught up yet.
Slow. Yeah, absolutely.
And
Marco, I'm sorry, we're out of time, but I appreciate you being here. We've got to get some other folks on. AlphaPoint.com. You can go and get signed up now, and you guys will clue them in when it's time to launch. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 17th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,377.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,413.11, $706.55 for a half ounce, or $353.28 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,413.11, $706.55, and $353.28.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. but we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse,
social unrest,
natural disasters,
government takeover,
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. Despite the fact that we are at Bitcoin 2013, we will still talk to you about whatever's on your mind, though we are loaded up with interesting people here in the studio that are doing all manner of interesting things, innovative products and services that are available to you in the Bitcoin community. And if you aren't part of the Bitcoin community yet, what are you waiting for? Why don't you take some time, go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. We've got a link to WeUseCoins there and BitInstant, some other useful websites that'll help educate you about this incredible revolutionary technology that is already changing the world. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com to get started on that road. We're kind of doing, you know, I don't know if it's really advanced Bitcoinery here today, but to some extent the show tonight does require some level of understanding of what Bitcoin is. Otherwise, it'll be almost a totally useless show to you here this evening. You may just be listening and bewildered at what the hell are these people talking about? Bitcoin? What is it?
Well, that's why we've got Ryan Singer from Trade Hill here. So, Ryan, real quick, what do you think Bitcoin is? Everybody's got their own definition. Get up real close to the microphone.
So,
you're fine.
Oh, that was loud. So Bitcoin is Bitcoin's three different things, and they often get confused. Bitcoin's a massive computer network, and it's a speculative asset that goes up and down, and it's a settlement mechanism where you can send somebody Bitcoins in terms of that asset. So it's people call it a payment mechanism. People call it a money transfer mechanism. People call it a lot of things.
International currency.
That's right. But it's not actually currency. It's a speculative asset. It goes way up and down too fast to be a currency. There's no central bank.
Mm-hmm.
It's I think the most interesting part isn't the asset, and it isn't even the settlement mechanism. The most interesting part is the massive computer. One exaflop right now, it's more powerful than every computer on the top 500 list combined.
Right. If you took every one of the biggest computers in the world and took the 500 top biggest computers in the world and put them together, and Bitcoin is like, I think I saw, it was three times the top 50 computers or something like that. It's huge.
You mean the network? You mean the processing power? If I don't know how many people or how many computers are on the Bitcoin network. It must be hundreds of thousands, millions? Does anyone know that, the answer to that question? Like how many?
You can do analysis. You can look at how many IP addresses support plug into Bitcoin D. It's basically like a big BitTorrent network, but it's by far the largest distributed supercomputer on Earth,
wow,
except for the internet itself.
That's really impressive. And it's only been going for, 4 years now? Something like that? Bitcoin's still relatively new as far as payment technologies are concerned. And, okay, so we've kind of talked a bit about what Bitcoin is. You can learn more at wheusecoins.com.
But Trade Hill's a big name in Bitcoins. I've been hearing a lot.
I've heard a lot. They're throwing a party tonight, from what I understand.
Right, well,
so you've got to be a big name to be able to throw a party for all these people here.
So what is Trade Hill, for those that don't know?
So Trade Hill is a Bitcoin exchange.
Okay.
We're not just Bitcoin, actually. We're a virtual currency exchange. You can also trade Ripples.
Okay.
And what we do is we do escrow and matching. So you come in, you put your coins in, you put your money in, and you can trade it amongst each other. And it's fun. Right now we're focused on kind of the wholesale side of the market. We're focused on businesses, investment funds, accredited investors, you know, people who want to trade very, very large blocks.
And so do you have like a little market there where you can watch the price of Bitcoin go up and down? Is that is that what you offer sort of the consumer?
So if you go to TradeHill.com, you can see a depth chart and you can see the order book. And we're going to have market history charts and other stuff like that pretty soon.
And what does you're targeted at the big investors, the big folks bringing money in. What do they do once they get money to Trade Hill? They just trade back and forth, and why would they do it?
Well, like I said, Bitcoin is a very speculative asset. It goes up,
right,
and down a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So some of them are just trading because they like trading illiquid assets. Some of them want to collect Bitcoin because they're net holders. And some of them want to sell Bitcoin because they bought early and they want to liquidate the position.
I see.
I think very few of our traders use it for money transmission. I think most of them are doing a trading strategy.
What is a dark market? I'm at TradeHill.com right now. It says dark market, active. What does that mean? What's a dark market?
So there are two ways to trade at TradeHill. You can either post a public bid like you can on other exchanges,
mm-hmm,
or you can post a secret bid that only you and us can see. And that secret bid won't necessarily move the market, and we will look at it, and we'll go out, and we'll try to find more liquidity for you. So if you want to buy, you know, $50,000 worth, it's pretty easy to do on the open market. If you want to buy $5 million worth, it's not. And so if you place that on the dark pool, people won't necessarily see that move, but our direct sales staff will go out and you'll find liquidity for you.
That's interesting.
Right. So to try to fulfill that order without it being on the marketplace, because if you tried to do $500,000 of the Bitcoin, Bitcoin would spike, you know, be a big green line shooting upwards because people try to fulfill the order.
Likewise, if you're trying to liquidate $500,000 worth of Bitcoin.
Big red line running down the page, Bitcoin, oh, it's a disaster.
So if you're a big player, you should be on Trade Hill, is what I'm hearing you say.
If you're a big player, you're going to save a lot of money on trading fees on Trade Hill,
mm-hmm,
and you'll also get your own personal account manager, so no waiting in a queue for support requests.
Mm.
You'll have a human being who's on the other side of the phone who recognizes your voice, who's dealt with you before.
Yeah, well, that's... Yeah.
We've got a question on the line here. I'm going to bring him on Millie Bitcoin is on the line in New Jersey. You're on with Ryan from Trade Hill.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I don't know. I didn't necessarily have a question for him, but I'm setting up a website, help.org, to help websites and organizations accept Bitcoin donations.
Okay. Was there Was that all you wanted to say? I thought you had a question or something like that. I apologize.
No, I told the guy. I don't have a question specifically for him, other than I'm kind of interested because you know, I use another exchange and I'm looking at some options. What are my options? Being in the U.S.
So
how can I get money in and out of Trade Hill?
So Trade Hill is very, very concerned about segregating customer funds. What you do with us is you sign up, we verify your identity, we make sure you are who you say you are, and then you wire. We assign you an individual account to wire money into. You wire money into that account. It doesn't touch other customer funds, and we allow you to trade directly on the platform at that point. And it's a $10,000 minimum deposit, and you have to go through a process to get approved.
And then what are the fees? You said there were reduced fees?
We don't charge trading fees at all on either market.
Oh, really?
The open market, there are no fees. We don't take any revenue from the open market at all. And on the dark pool, we match orders, but we don't. We give you the price you ask for. We don't necessarily tell you what the other guy got.
Uh-huh. How do you make money then?
On the dark market, we take the spread. If okay. If the buyer is paying more than the seller is selling for, we get the difference.
I see.
Neat. Plus there's the account fee, the application fee or whatever.
No, we don't charge account or application fees right now, but that may change.
Okay.
Thanks, Mayor Bitcoin.
Good, thanks.
Appreciate your call tonight. Yeah, I didn't think that he had a question specifically for you, Ryan. I just figured since you're here and you know stuff about Bitcoin, let's take a call where someone has a question about it. Let's go to Howie in Philly. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian, Mark, and Ryan. How you guys doing?
Good, Howie. Go ahead.
I've really been enjoying this road trip you guys are on, or I like when you get on the road, and this Bitcoin stuff is very interesting. I'm just enjoying it.
You feel
it.
That way. I'm always worried that we're talking over people's heads, and so I appreciate that. Go ahead.
I was wondering, like, what did I heard you talking about some of your activities so far out briefly in California. I think you mentioned you went to, like, a Hawaiian restaurant or something. And I guess you're getting a chance to do some work and get to have some good times. Like, what have you done? Anything fun out there? Like, has anybody dabbed you up yet, or anything like that?
Has anybody what?
Dabbed you up?
I can't understand.
I think that means a burglary.
No, dab, D-A-B-B-E-D, like it's what they call smoking the concentrates, like the hash and stuff out there.
Oh, okay, so thanks for the call, Howie. Not yet, but it is California, and I'm sure marijuana isn't far from where I am right now. Hey, thanks, Ryan.
Glad you're excited.
TradeHill.com. You guys are throwing the opening party tonight, as I understand.
Yeah, thank you for doing that, by the way.
Well, what time is it?
So it's a VIP-only party. It's invite-only.
Oh, never mind. Well, we were invited. Thanks for inviting us.
Of course. We hope you attend.
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
What's
safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, sea cucumber, super fam and super male plex, plus glucosamine chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, hey, hey. Free Talk Live here from Bitcoin 2013. We'll take your calls about anything, as always, at 855-450-FREE. That's SACL CAI's toll-free line, by the way, 855-450-FREE. You can join us online as well at freetalklive.com. We've got archives that go way back, so maybe you're brand new to the show, you've never heard Free Talk Live before tonight, well, you can listen to years' worth of this program, should you feel so inclined. Go to freetalklive.com. You can find the last 7 days' worth are right there at the top of the website, and then you click into the archive section. You'll then be able to go back for years' worth of the show. Plus, we've got SoundCloud as well. And if you go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com, that'll take you right to our SoundCloud page. And SoundCloud, not only do you get the archives of Free Talk Live there, but you also get Edgington Post episodes. So Mark here, my co-host, does his own interview series. Because normally Free Talk Live isn't like this. Normally we don't really interview anybody. Hardly ever will we have a guest interview on the show. But when we're out at a conference like this, we kind of change gears and we have almost all interviews. So normally it's not a guest-based show, but you do guest interviews on the Edgington Post, and you can get the Edgington Post through soundcloud.freetalklive.com. Plus, every now and then, we'll upload something a little bit different, like an interview of one of us. So, like, I did an interview this morning on K-Sky out in Dallas-Fort Worth, 20,000-watt AM
station. Yeah,
that's
a big signal, yeah.
Covers both Dallas and Fort Worth, and I was on the Mark Davis show. I think he's just, you know, one of the conservative righty talkers, but he wanted to talk to me about the Robin Hooding thing, which, by the way, we haven't mentioned tonight, but the Robin Hooding thing has continued to blow up. I've gotten more press requests for interviews about this. For those that don't know, the Keene, New Hampshire Robin Hooding group is saving people from being parking ticketed, and that's made international headlines this week, and I've been getting interviews left and right about it. It was a really positive interview. The guy was, you know, genuinely interested. He thought it was really cool. He didn't like the fact that I've smoked cannabis openly as civil disobedience. but, you know, he's a right-wing conservative, so what do you expect?
Yeah,
but
Jesus doesn't like pot, you know that.
But, you know, it was a good interview. It lasted for at least 15, I think it was about 15 minutes. course, and it sounded like they might, you know, even have me back at some point. So it was cool. I got to plug Free Talk Live. I plugged the Free State Project as well. And you can listen to that by going to soundcloud.freetalklive.com.
If you need to get some storable food, the place to go is food.freetalklive.com. We've got the Legacy Premium brand there. It's the only one that's 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, and preservative-free. They're the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Vegetarian and gluten-free options. It's food.freetalklive.com.
So we're in the final segment of this first of three nights from Bitcoin 2013, and we have Denison with us in the studio, which is a humongous studio, probably the biggest studio we've ever broadcast from. It's cavernous. Gigantic.
There's no bounce back of the noise because it just keeps going.
It just keeps going, yeah. And Denison is here, and I don't know where you're from, Denison, so tell me that.
Well, I'm originally from the States, upstate New York, Buffalo, but I've been based in the Czech Republic for about 13, 14 years now.
And what sort of Bitcoinery are you involved with?
Well, I run a site called buybtc.cz, and we were one of the original companies that were selling Bitcoins for Czech crowns in the Czech Republic, because the Czech Republic isn't a part of the EU economic zone in the sense of they don't use the euro. They use Czech crown, and there aren't so many options for purchasing Czech crowns.
So you're like the only thing. BTC, what is it? BTC, buybtc.cz?
Yeah, buybtc.cz. There are a few more people doing it now, but we were sort of pioneers in the service, and we're looking to expand because we've sort of been limited recently on changes in legislation, and so there's a bit more that has to be done now in terms of regulation.
Now, what you're doing here at Bitcoin 2013 is you're talking about alternative digital currencies?
Yeah, you know, as you may or may not know, Bitcoin has a number of sort of brother and sister alternative cryptocurrencies like Litecoin.
It's open source, so anybody can kind of make up their own cryptocurrency, right?
Yeah, exactly. And
for better or for worse.
For better or for worse.
We're actually rolling out FTL coins tomorrow.
If you can do it, I'm sure someone's probably got the domain and they're out there mining away already, just having heard this.
Sci-Face is online getting the domain now.
For better or for worse, though, what's the for worse side of it?
For worse, I think something that, you know, will probably come up on the altcoin panel and something that people have been considering recently is Bitcoin has a hard limit of 21 million coins intended to prevent runaway inflation. And one of the things that we sort of see now is you could get around the limitation of the 21 million coins by simply making another Bitcoin. You could have Bitcoin 1, you could have Bitcoin 2. So what we have now with alternative cryptocurrencies is originally for a long time there had been a couple of real long-term alternative cryptocurrencies like Litecoin, which are gaining a lot of popularity. But because it is an open source project and there's no limit in terms of other people being able to clone your project and sort of restart your own Bitcoin with slightly different parameters, what we see now is inflation in terms of number of cryptocurrencies that are out there.
Yeah, that's what I've been experiencing. I mean, when I first got into these alternative cryptocurrencies like the Litecoin, I thought, oh, I should buy a bunch of these and, you know, just hold on to them. Maybe one of them will hit it big. But then they just keep coming out. I'm like, I can't buy all of these things.
Yeah. At this point, I think people come up with a new cryptocurrency just every few hours.
Yeah, just to see who will buy in.
Yeah, it's an entirely, the term is sort of pump and dump, where you sort of create something out of nothing, get it really popular, hopefully get a lot of people to buy in with their Bitcoins, and then the whole thing dies. Which we see constantly at this point.
Now, so, I mean, if you were to look at this sort of, you know, comparing it using the analogy with the real world, there are lots of pieces of paper in the world, but only some of those papers are dollars. So there are lots of cryptocurrencies in the world, but only some of those cryptocurrencies are bitcoins. I mean, so I can see why people might want to get into, I mean, Litecoin's had some success, and there's been some other ones.
Yeah,
some
sure,
name
sure.
coins had a certain amount of success. So, I mean, a certain amount of success. And I can see why people would want to get into them, but at some point or another, we'll find our equilibrium. Nobody's running around and saying, oh, my God, this piece of paper could be a dollar, you know, but it's not.
In altcoin land, and that's exactly what people are running around doing.
Right. They're saying this could be the next big thing. And
exactly.
I mean, maybe Ripple is the next big thing. That's kind of
yeah.
interesting.
Yeah, that's very
interesting. But it doesn't... it seems unlikely that that next Bitcoin clone is going to be that next big thing.
Yeah, I think there's a real question about when something hits the network effect. You know, with Bitcoin, obviously, we're hitting that point where, you know, I'm pretty confident in saying that the future is Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. And when you look at these other cryptocurrencies, with any sort of currency, it works if people believe in it. So
right.
It doesn't really matter at some point if you have a better cryptocurrency out there. I mean, certainly.
Well, right, because that's how they kind of try to differentiate themselves. They'll say, well, our cryptocurrency does this and this and this.
Exactly.
It's different in these sorts of ways. But ultimately, Bitcoin was first to market. And being first and being good really is a tough thing to beat.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree that it is something that's very hard to beat.
Is there a cryptocurrency, an alternative cryptocurrency to Bitcoin that you would keep your eye on right now?
I would keep my eye on, well, always Litecoin. I sort of have a personal habit of underestimating Litecoin. It always comes back, right, as I've sold all of them that I have.
Well, was Litecoin second?
I would say Litecoin a second.
Yeah. Like as far as to hit the market, as far as to, you know, what came after Bitcoin?
No, not at all. There.
Interesting.
What's the distinction? Why Litecoin? Why would somebody want Litecoins instead of Bitcoins? What's the distinction?
You know, the idea behind Litecoin, and I don't really want to speak about it so much just because Cobley is here.
Okay.
the founder of Litecoin.
Oh, cool.
But you're the one speaking on it today.
Right, exactly. Okay, good point. I'm sure he's out there thinking, cringing as I speak.
Well, maybe we can find him this weekend and have him on.
Yes. Yeah, he might be better to speak on.
So we can actually find the creator of this coin.
Yes, he is here. I believe also the creator behind FRC is here, Frycoin.
Oh, cool.
And I'm going to be speaking on Sunday a little bit about TerraCoin, which is in some ways a bit of a failed project.
Oh, no. What was it? How was TerraCoin supposed to be different?
Well, TerraCoin, I'm not the founder, I'm not the developer, who is anonymous, sort of very Bitcoin-esque.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that attracted me to it was actually its similarities to Bitcoin, because I do a bit of development for Bitcoin. But there's a real fear when you're a novice programmer, such as myself, that you'll do something and you'll be really using real money. And so if you design something for Bitcoin and test it using Bitcoin, you have a real opportunity to royally mess up if something goes wrong. And so the idea was that with TerraCoin, it was so similar to Bitcoin that you could develop something for TerraCoin, which at the time had no value, and then you could easily transition it over to Bitcoin. So it gave a lot of people opportunities to learn and practice.
And you got to answer quickly, why didn't it pan out? If you can answer quickly, because we're running real short on time.
Basically, because now ASICs are out, which gives some miners an enormous advantage in terms of hash power, they were able to essentially bring the network to a halt.
Wow.
They took the difficulty up so high that the remaining miners on Bitcoin weren't able to mine any more blocks.
We'll be back from Bitcoin 2013 tomorrow night. See you then. Free Talk Live.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.